Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach, and everyone else listening. I hope everyone is having a good morning. You never know when Blog Talk is going to work. So when I was able to get through today, I was pleasantly surprised. It was wonderful. These last two days, we're at day 29. They're going to be important. All of the days are important. Every day is a good day to try to show God, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, I'm obedient, I want to work, I want to, every day. I really want us to get out of the idea of a weekend God, you know what I'm saying? Get out of the idea of this is our God on Wednesdays. No. God is with us all the time, and it's going to be very important that we recognize that, respect that, and be able to move forward with it, you know? So day 29, it's a Sunday. We're getting our journaling in, and we're going to try to spend time doing those things, right? Right. We're almost there, family. We're almost there. And then, of course, after the work comes the play. After the work. So, you know, we're going to be going to the water. I'm so looking forward to it. Looking forward to cooking and serving and getting our coffee together and, you know, seeing how much the kids have grown and everything like that. It is a fabulous time. This is the time for the kids. And it's so not strictly for the kids, but they don't get to come with us when we do retreat. You know, they don't get to come with us when we're doing, you know, the house cleanings, the misa, the whatever. They don't get to come. And so it's so important that they be able to come, see what you're doing, see who you're spending time with. And that's going to really help us to move forward in what we're doing, okay? Also, it helps them, you know, they need to be able to see, like I was able to see, oh, this isn't just a mom thing. You know, because we ask our children to do things that most other children don't have to do. And so it's good for them to be able to see, oh, more kids that other than me have to do this, you know. Also, you know, we have some kids leaving the house, graduating, and everything like that. So it's wonderful to come together so we can celebrate them and all of their accomplishments. And we can't do that from home. You know, because after COVID, we started focusing everything singularly. And I said from the beginning, that is not natural for us. That is not natural for us humans. Us humans are supposed to be interacting with each other. We're supposed to be building ourselves and our neighbors and our family and everything. So it's so important that we go ahead and do that. So let's make plans to do some fellowshipping, spend the time. This is going to be A Wonderful Approach family reunion. You know, this is what we do. We get together. We work first. You got to work first. That's how I operate. Work first, and then you can play hard, and we do. We have a great time. Ancestors have been with me maybe for the last couple of hours of this day. Real, real heavy light. And yesterday we were supposed to be speaking about ancestors, and I think they just haven't left me. And I'm going, I'm in the middle of doing a whole lot. So ancestors are like, yeah, we're just going to sit kind of close to you for a little bit. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yesterday the journaling was about ancestry at the tree with shallow roots. The tree with shallow roots, that phrase came up in a reading, and it about scared me, because I was like, whoa, honey, you are a big, and this particular sister has a big personality and a big destiny and a big, and so I'm like, you're this huge tree with shallow roots, you know, what's going to happen when the wind blows? And so, you know, and from there, you know, Spirit has used that phrase with me often, like, hey, wait a minute, don't be this big tree and not have any roots. And I've seen that. I've seen people try to elevate themselves without elevating their ancestry, and it doesn't work, family. I could tell you it doesn't work. A tree and all plants grow in two directions at one time. They're growing up, you know, beautiful leaves and flowers and fruits. They're growing up towards the sun. They're also growing down in the soil, getting those strong roots, being able to keep itself secure and grounded. So, you know, we have to make sure that we're not just growing where, you know, the parts that people can see, you know. We also have to be growing down at the same time, working on the parts of us that the people can't see. Okay? You know, yes, it's wonderful. You need to take care of your skin, but you need to take care of it on the inside and the outside. You know, it's wonderful to be working on, you know, even your prayer life. You know, people will ask me, hey, you know, what's the next thing I'm supposed to be doing? And I'm like, what's your prayer life like? That's always the answer, always. Mama Seven, I'm having a problem. Okay. What's your prayer life been like? You know, Mama Seven, this is happening, that's happening. I'm going to ask you first, what's your prayer life been like? And 9 times out of 9, that's the answer. You know, oh, well, you know, I've fallen off a little bit. Okay, guess what? One thing that the enemy is, one thing negativity is patient. Negativity will wait. Oh, you on your dean right now? Okay, I'm going to wait a minute because I know you're going to fall off. And I'm just going to wait for the opportunity. You know, oh, you're feeling good now. You know, you're in so-and-so relationship. You feel fine. Don't worry. I'm going to kick the tree a little bit. And when it wiggles, I'll have opportunity. And so we have to make sure that we are protecting ourselves at all times for all things. And that's going to help us move forward. I know I was speaking with Mama Khadija, and she told me about something I didn't know about. Spirit hadn't told me. She hadn't told me. I'm like, oh, okay. But this is why I say stay prayed up so you don't have to get prayed up, you know. Keep those prayers strong. That's how things happen for you in the positive. So, yeah. So even when situations are going on and I am unaware, I keep those prayers going so strong, I don't have to be aware. I don't have to know exactly what's going on. I got prayers on that. I'm just going to put those prayers out there just because I know it's only a matter of time before I need them prayers. It's only a matter of time before negativity does his double dutch jump and try to jump into my life real quick and cause as much chaos as possible. That's the whole point. Negativity knows they can't stop me. And they are already aware. I can't stop her. She's determined. But I can come wreak a little havoc every now and again. And then so it'll come jump in and just wreak havoc, as much havoc as what? As I allow. Did you know you are more powerful than any situation that negativity can throw at you? And I'm going to have to repeat that for the ears I got on my head, for the ears that are close to me, for the ears that are listening down, the ears that are listening later. Listen, you are more powerful than any situation negativity can throw at you. More powerful. Meaning you can be the winner. We don't ever have to concede. Ever. God has made us the victor. We will be the ones with the victory. Did you know that? And along with knowing it, do you believe it? Do you walk in it? Or do you allow it to consume you, the idea and the understanding that you are more powerful than any negativity, any situation they could throw? So I know, so what does that mean to me? That means, and I tell the boys, look, keep your head on a swivel, okay? Don't get too comfortable in where you at. Sit, you know, keep those prayers tight. Study them. You know, we're going to the water. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of prayer going on, and you don't know who I'm going to ask to pray. Make sure if your name is called that you're ready. Let's work harder to be, you know, to be these prayer warriors and leaders, because this is where all of the positivity comes from. This is where all the protection comes from. Even when I have, okay, Mom 7, look, we had a house that had some serious situations going on. It's called a messy house cleaning, you know. There's prayers for that. And then, you know, when we have the babies christenings and when we have the babies coming to the water, there's a different prayer that's said over those gentle heads. You know, there's a prayer for positive health. There's a prayer for prosperity and financial blessings. There's prayers that, depending on where your head Orisha is, certain prayers for that. There are prayers for everything, and it's so important that we spend the time to learn them. Spend the time, and not just like, oh, I said that once or twice. No, I mean, like, really, say it to the point where your brain is receiving them, you know. Say it to the point where, you know, it your spirit already knows the next words to say. You know, say it to the point where, you know, even if you're saying it in another language, you've taken the time to translate it into English and then apply it to your life. And so there's so many different ways and things we should be focusing on. Let's get some of this. Okay, let's spend some time learning these prayers, these words, so that we can be protected and get all this done. But understand there's a prayer for your situation. That's why there are so many prayers. If one prayer was a blanket prayer and covered everything, there would only be one prayer. How about? So let's work on that. Let's work on this on a regular basis. You know, we don't have to sit back and wait for a situation. I'm gonna greet you at the door. I had a woman speaking to me, and she was telling me about some of her displeasures with me. And I said, you know what? I'm the queen of confrontation. Let's get it. Let's really dive into what the problem is. Because I want you to at least understand what's going on, okay? And I don't think she was expecting me to say that. You know, I don't know if she thought we were going to argue or we were going to go back. No. We are going to confront this. We're going to look into what you think the problem is so we can really find out what, if there is a problem, and how do we solve it, right? So I want you to look at all the situations in your life the same way. Let's hit this. Don't shy away from a problem. Don't hide, Lord, please. Don't hide because you have a problem. Get some help. We're here. This is what we're here for. I mean, not trying to be funny, but a wonderful approach. We have some prayer warriors. So when situations come up, there's no reason to hide. No reason to feel no shame. You fell down. We all fall down. We get back up. We fall down again. It's okay. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is why we are the community. And for those people, whoever you may be, because it's not me, but for those people who think you live a perfect life, you don't need no help. You got everything that you need from a wonderful approach, blah, blah, blah. That's wonderful. But if you ever get to the point where you start to thinking that's you, come teach. Come help. There are people that really need hands-on help. Like, call me. Like, text me. This is why we have Fast Buddies, to help us understand how important it is to get some help. So spend some time in that. Even if you think that everything is well and you don't need the support, there are people that need you. There are people you could be spending time influencing. There are people that would appreciate some kind words, their direction. So don't ever think that there's nothing for you to do. There's always plenty to do. And there's plenty of people that need you to do it. So, you know, let's move forward in that energy. And so that we know how we can help. How can we help? Okay? All right. And then today is gender roles. Gender roles and spirituality. Now, a big thing, I think, in the last, probably right before Obama got into office, is gender, sexuality, blending, mending, blurring a lot of the lines that are traditionally put in place. And that always gets very interesting. Gender. So gender is the sex that you were assigned at birth. It's interesting. I had a whole conversation with my youngest about this, and he is 3 decades younger than me. Actually, 3.5 decades. Younger than me. So his understanding of gender and gender roles is so different from what mine are and from what I've taught. I didn't teach him those things, and he has his own opinions. I'm like, where did that come from? But so gender roles are these roles that are assigned to us. We are genders, right? So, and there are 2 genders. There's masculine, there's feminine. And in spirituality, this is what we are, there are gender roles. There are things that are done where only women do, and then there's things that only men do. And this is in nature, this is, you know, and women carry children. That's a gender role. You know, that duty was given to us by God. And if you don't want to carry children, that's fine. You know, you don't have to. But men cannot. They cannot. They should not. Medically, you know, a man trying to birth a baby would shatter his pelvis. No pelvis, no bones. The baby will just will literally rip you. Your body has not been made to accommodate something that large coming out of you in that fashion. Doctors can't help you with that. Don't, and they shouldn't. So spiritually, there are things that only women do, and then spiritually there are things that only men do. And you don't have to agree with that. There are times where I'm like, God, the men are busy. I need to do this. And God's like, you better wait. You better wait. You better not do what I told you not to do. I don't care if the men are busy. I don't care if the oldest man is 3 or 4 years old. if I said that this is only for masculine energy, trust and believe me when I tell you that. And so number one, I need you to listen to me and respect and obey. And then I need you to understand that there may be a bigger thing at motion here. Let that energy do what I told it to do. So it can be interesting because no one wants to hear no. Now, some of these gender roles were not God-given. They were society-given. And, you know, we have to work on that. One thing I know that has changed through the years has been the drum. The drum is, and I'm not talking about no medical drum. I'm talking about the drum that you beat on, the drum. For ages, only men in certain cultures played the drum. Now things are evolving. I think there's an all-women's drum set in Atlanta, you know, that perform. They dance also. They dance. But traditionally speaking, the men have drummed and the women have danced. And when it comes to singing, I've seen the singing go both ways. I've seen both men and women participate in the song, but the men have been the ones on the drum. The drum's a very spiritual, sacred instrument used in a number of ways, and so it's a very important aspect of especially the African experience. And so to sit here and say that the women can't drum, that's always been a big deal. Always been. And a lot of women now are drumming. There are women with drums. There are women that it's accepted, it's more accepted now to see a woman drum. But traditionally, the women have been the dancers, and for, in my opinion, for important reasons. You know, there are men that dance. There are men that dance too. But it has been the women, especially when it comes to a spiritual understanding, that have really brought the spirit down in the dance. And so it worked together, in my opinion. The men drummed, the women danced, and it was a perfect union of what should be happening. When we get into our heads and start to, oh, I can do this, oh, I don't need, then it becomes a whole nother thing, and then there's this undercurrent and battle that doesn't even need to happen. Not even valid, but we have created this battle because one is looking at the other one's job and saying, I want that job, rather than looking at the job you have and understanding how important and how beautiful it is. And so gender roles are important, and the one thing that I really want everyone to think about when you think about how it impacts you is I want you to think about where this feeling came from. So if you're like, I really feel blah, 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 where did that come from? Did it come from TV? You know, did it come from just what you grew up seeing? Because just because you grew up seeing it doesn't necessarily mean that it's still valid or that it's true, you know? And then also, who's creating the norm? Is society creating the norm, or is God creating the norm? Because if society is creating the norm, society changes. Man, they change every 5 to 10 years. You know, case in point. Case in point, and I am, you know, case in point is that whole COVID vaccine, and I don't want to debate and argue about who got the shot, who didn't. That's not what I'm bringing up. I'm bringing up there were jobs out here saying it was mandatory for you to have this vaccine. There were jobs out here saying you have to be home for 2 weeks and 3 weeks isolated from your family because you have this sickness. And now it's a two-day thing. It's 2 days, okay? If you have COVID now, it's just like having any other virus. Please stay home, protect yourself, don't spread it around. But it is nowhere near the life-changing idea. And they forced. I want to say force, they applied a lot of pressure to people who didn't necessarily want to get this vaccine, but they applied this pressure to them that I thought was so unfair, to try to force people to get this thing because that was now they wanted to create a societal norm, right? No, we don't have to follow societal norms. We don't have to do what they say just because everyone else is new. We can be our own people. We could think for ourselves, and we do not have to follow that. So when you start to think about the roles in spirituality and the role that you want to play in spirituality, it's important that you start to think about what does it mean? What does this role mean to me? What is it telling me? You know, how are you limiting yourself, or are you realizing that maybe this position isn't for me for whatever reason? So spend some time, try to open your mind a little bit more, because I had to open mine, you know, telling me no is like, how are you going to tell me? My God, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I definitely recognize there are times, places, and spaces where I don't belong. I don't belong there. And I will move myself. I'm like, I'll raise my hand, do my little church finger, and be like, okay, I'm excusing myself right here because this is not for me. This is not where I belong. So spend some time thinking about what roles are in your life, in your house, in your spiritual practices, and then we can start, you know, really understanding why we do what we do and how is that benefiting us, okay? All right, family, this is day 29, today and tomorrow. Please, let's get ready to really clap our hands as we're putting the final touches on our gift basket, our gift for God, and how we're going to keep moving our way through this challenge. Okay? All right. We'll speak more soon. Thank you, everyone. Peace.